What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number two here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty, going through all the games that we're going to have over the next few days for your holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody tomorrow, to you and yours. Safe, happy, and healthy. And we have lots of football that we will be watching. Some more of these games on Sunday. And I know while I was putting that fire out, Cam, you started a few of these, yep. But I want to go back really fast and talk about a couple of them. First is this Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game. Mm-hmm. I gave you the numbers yesterday about the quote-unquote bad teams being favored over the good teams, especially in Week 13 or later. It is bizarre to see the 4-7 team minus 2.5 against the 8-3 team. I think a lot of people are going to fall into the trap, as they would say, by taking the 8-3 team, getting the points. And I know that Scotty probably wouldn't be happy with me here. But, in fact, you know what? He did say last week on Friday before he left, he said they're going to lose to the Bengals next week too after they lost to the Browns on Thursday night. So you know what, Cam? Maybe he wouldn't be and he'd be with me on this. I like the Bengals in this game. I love them. The number's telling you it's the Bengals. And I think we follow the number on this one, Cam, with this minus 2.5 for Cincinnati. I've even seen some threes start to pop up at a couple of places. So 2.5, obviously we like 2.5 a lot better than 3. But for me, Cam, it's Cincinnati or nothing on Sunday in this game.
Couldn't agree more. The thing is, Pittsburgh's D's awesome, but with Chase and those weapons, all Cincinnati has to do is stop Pittsburgh's offense, and that's one thing you can do. Pittsburgh likes to be in games with teams with anemic offenses so they can win, and Boswell's a good kicker. I'm telling you, Cincinnati shows up in this game, Carver, and we cover the number. I love it.
Well, the weird thing is like you said, Pittsburgh's offense, but Cincinnati's defense is like one of the worst in the NFL
it's awful.
This year. So is one of those true tests of who's going to win, because the Pittsburgh always struggled, especially in the red zone. Mm-hmm. They've won a couple games this year just kicking field goals. And the Cincinnati D can't stop a nosebleed. So will Pittsburgh be able to score on them? Very much the difference in the game for me. The Chargers in Atlanta against the Falcons. Now, I've got some Falcon NFC South tickets, Cam, that I am lined up with. And I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. If they can't get this done this week, I'm stunned the Chargers are favored. The Falcons are off the bye. They're healthy. The Chargers played Monday night. They're going cross country for the 1 o'clock kick, so 10 a.m. On the West Coast for them it would be. They've got Dobbins hurt, who's their best offensive weapon in the backfield. So many things point to Atlanta, but yet the Chargers are 1.5-point favorite. Make it make sense, Cam. Make it make sense.
Oh, I'll make it make sense for you. People are betting on the Chargers. I've done shows all week, and nobody's taking the Falcons. I'm taking Frank Falcon. You're flying with me with the Falcons. And if they can't get it done off a damn bye, here's the deal, Morris. Get a game plan. You and your coaching staff just execute a game plan, which involves touches for Bijan, we talked about, and then you can put in the hammer, Algier, and that'll set up things. That'll set up Pitts, as we talked about, in London and everything else they can do. Just get it together. Give Kirk a little bit of time, and he'll be able to shred these guys. I'm on the Falcons as well. If they can't get it done now, when are they going to get it done?
Dirty birds for me, Cam. I'm on the Falcons, and I will completely let go of them if they don't get it done this week. Mm-hmm. I'll be done with them. They'll be on the list if they don't get it done at home against the Chargers. Your Seattle Seahawks heading east, another team heading east, West Coast team for the 1 o'clock east kick, into MetLife against the Jets. Now 1.5 for Seattle, so another home dog off a bye, which is what the Jets are. 42.5 total. I know you're not gonna like hearing this, or maybe you probably think it as well. I don't think this is a good spot for Seattle, Cam.
I don't either.
This week, I don't think it's a good spot for them at all. They're coming off a great win against Arizona. I just, as much as we make fun of the Jets around here, I don't think they're going to lose every game the rest of the year. And this is kind of one of those ones that lines up in a real perfect situation for them at home against the West Coast team early. They've had a bye. The other team hasn't. It's Jets for me, Cam, believe it or not, as much as we bash them.
Hey, listen, I'm going to bet the Seahawks are my team, but I'm going to tell you this. Jets teasers make more than any sense. Like, you don't want to screw around with Seattle maybe winning by two or three. Like, you put the Jets in a teaser, this game's going to be tight. That's what I'd say. So you take the dog, you tease them, find anything else you want to do with them. It is not going to be easy for Seattle, but I'll tell you one thing, Carver. Better on the East Coast recently. They played the Lions tough. They beat Atlanta. They beat New England. I know it's just New England, but these guys, Seattle has actually played better road football until last week where they beat Arizona. So it'll be interesting. I think Seattle might win this game by between 1 and 3. The Jets could upset them. It's going to be tight. Let's put it that way.
You know, you got a lot of those. I know how much you love the teasers, Cam. You got a lot of those nice teaser.
It's teaser week.
With these 1 and 2.5s. Those 1 and 2.5s are always the best ones that you can jump up,
Frank,
of course,
Falcon.
Through the 3 and through the 7.
8.5, well, 7.5.
Falcons,
like, you got the Jets. You got who
Falcons,
else do we got? The Cardinals
Jets,
you could put on.
I guess you could put New England in. I don't know if you want to put New England in there. The Saints you could put in there, which we'll talk about in a moment, at getting 2.5 at home against the Rams. So you have a lot of those 1.5, 2.5 numbers this week. You want to put the Steelers in there? Even though we think the Bengals are going to win, getting the Steelers over the touchdown mark. No, you think
I don't want the Steelers in. I don't want the Steelers in because one thing Cincinnati can do, they might be able to explode and win this game by 10, and then we lose on the teaser. Sorry, Scotty, cut my mic. Bengals can win this game by more than the teaser number. I think they can win by 10.
Houston, off of a bad loss at home to Tennessee, is in Jacksonville.
What do we do with this train wreck?
Home dog off a bye for Jacksonville. Same situation as a few of these others. Houston's minus 4.5. 43.5 is the total in this one. As far as Lawrence goes, I believe he was he back at practice today?
I think he's playing.
He practiced today. He's feeling better, and he hopes to play on Sunday. That's a big difference, Cam, whether it's Lawrence or Mac Jones, because Mac Jones is pathetic, as you know.
Mac Jones is a slug. But I'm going to tell you this, though, Carver. Houston, you're getting a better number with these guys now because a lot of bettors are losing faith with Houston. This line has gone down, which is very interesting. If you're going to like Houston as a favorite, this might be the week. They kind of own Jacksonville. I don't feel comfortable with it. I think I'm going to put Houston. Know what I'm going to do with Houston? I think they win the game. I'm going to put a money line parlay together with plus money. I don't want to lay the points. They're going to be a parlay piece for me.
I like the Jags with the points if Lawrence is playing. If Lawrence is playing, I'm in on the Jags. I want, obviously, if Mac Jones is playing, no chance. I don't want anything to do with Mac Jones. But if Lawrence is in there, I think that they can stay within that number because I don't trust Houston anymore. I don't think Houston's shown you enough the last few weeks that I can lay 4.5 with them on the road, even against an awful team. I'm not willing to go that far, Cam. So I'm going to stay away from
that. Well, I got a bet in this game. Laremy Tunsil over to false starts or penalties in the game. It's a lock. Also, smoking weed with the gas. And I know what? I'll do a same game parlay with the gas mask bong. Give me 3. Sorry.
We'll come back.
Is it on? Oh, Cardano line 1? Okay. See ya.
That is a gas mask.
That was a good joke.
A few other Sunday games, and then we'll start to get into the college. A lot to do for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam in for Scotty. We keep it rolling on the grid.
We do.
In a few minutes.
We're smoking.
Oh, by the way, West Virginia down 1, 5:06 to go, 59-58 in Atlantis against Gonzaga. Tough game.
End the game.
The Cavaliers are hanging in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My pick.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have everybody with us here today. All right, a few more for Sunday's NFL, and then we'll move on to all the college. Lots of action this week. The Titans, who got a win in Houston, now go to Washington to see the Commanders. The Commanders have lost three in a row, including last week against Dallas. This was 5.5 the last few days, Cam, but now 6.5 is what I'm seeing here on a Wednesday afternoon. 44.5 is the total. Now, remember something about Tennessee. That was only the second game, Cam. Obviously, it was an outright win. Only the second game that they've covered all year was that game. So they have not been good at the window for any of us. Will they be good at the window for us on Sunday, though, against Washington?
I'm back, Carver. I'm back because I'm a glutton for punishment. Will Levis, don't throw a pick six. I love the way the defense is playing. Think about this, though, Carver. I just want you to think about something. How many games has Tennessee thrown away this year? Like, absolutely thrown away. They should have murdered the Bears week one. They dominated all these games they give away. They could have actually been there for my wins total at the start of the year. Washington isn't playing well. I get it. This could be a get-right spot where they win this game by, like, 10-13. Remember the Titans. I'm doing it back-to-back weeks. Sprinkle on the money line. I'm going to get it all back in a few weeks.
I love the over in this game.
44.5.
I think we can get some P-O-I-N-T-S. Points, points, points. Tee it high and let it fly for this one. I don't know if I trust. I'm definitely not trusting Washington laying it. But I also don't know if I could trust Tennessee off of just last week. So I'm going to just go with rooting for both teams to score, Cam. I think that's where I'm going to go instead. Yeah. Over 44.5, Titans and the Commanders for me. Tampa heads to Carolina against the Panthers. We spent a lot of time earlier this week talking about how much Bryce Young has improved over his last three starts. Now he's getting 5.5 at home against Tampa, who's very much in the mix now. Only really they're two games back of Atlanta, remember, because they lost twice to them. So even though they're 5-6 and Atlanta 6-5, they'd have to completely jump them in order to win the NFC South. That could start with a win here. 46.5 is the total. I'm going back to Bryce Young. I'm not quitting it right now, Cam. I'm going back to Bryce with the 5.5 at home.
I'm going to tell you something, Carver. I think Carolina wins this game outright. And we can put this one in a promo if it's happening. I mean, that's not some hot take. I really believe it. They played great against Kansas City. They got Thielen back. They got all sorts of guys. Horn's healthy in the secondary with all of his buddies back there. Their line is getting better. Bryce Young's getting a little bit of protection. They're finding open receivers. This is a stumbling block for Tampa Bay. And you know what I love about this game? Tampa Bay murdered the Giants. So everybody's going to go to the window thinking this is a lock. Give me Carolina plus the points, sprinkle money line. Let's go.
I'm with you. Look, they can win the game. We've seen, it's only 5.5. We've seen a lot of it. Plus 205 for the Panthers. Why not, Cam? Let's go get it out there.
Let's
at Carolina. Also in the late window, you have the Rams and the Saints in New Orleans. Ram, again, home dog off a bye. That is another, this is like the third or fourth team I'm giving you, Cam, like this. The Saints are in that same spot, getting 2.5 at home. 48.5 is the total. And I think I said this to you yesterday, and I'm going to say it again, or I might have said it to Kurtz last night. I think this total's way too high. It was 49.5 yesterday. It's already gone down one tick. I think 48.5 is a lot for the Saints and the Rams.
I agree. I think the under's the play. And I'm going to tell you something. I think the Rams are going to win this game and cover. And this is huge for my Asian handicap. I made a bet with Mayo. I got Carolina plus 1.5 games for my season total, the old Asian handicap. And if Carolina can beat Tampa and these guys lose, I'm up 1.5 because they'll both have 4 wins. Extra incentive. I need these Panthers to claw the Buccaneers hard and the Saints to take a bath.
So you've got Panther wins versus Saint wins. Is that what you
Panthers? Yeah, he gave me plus Saints. 1.5. Yeah. So if they win six and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. So if he say Carolina wins 5 and Saints win 6, I win because I get the hook.
Right. Okay. I like it, Cam. I'm with you, baby. Let's go.
I'm alive.
Best game of the early slate, or at least I should say in the really all of Sunday afternoon, is probably in Baltimore, where we have the Eagles and the Ravens getting together. We always love when we have multiple bird in the same matchup, Cam. Always good when you get a few birds in there. Eagles and Ravens. -3 for Baltimore. 51.5. That is a heavy total for the 425 East kick.
No, what though? It might get there. Baltimore's offense can score. Philly, you know what I mean? Philly can score on them. Baltimore's secondary is not that great, so I think we can get there. I like the Ravens in this spot, Carver, to win this game by 3 or 4. Just covering the number, I'm on, out of the Battle of the Birds, Raven over Eagle.
I'm on the Eagles, Cam. I think the Eagles are going to go into Baltimore here and win. And
win?
I know that.
Wow.
I think the Eagles are going to win this game in Baltimore. I think the Eagles are the better football team. I know the strength of the Ravens is their run defense, and that's what the Eagles have been doing. They've been running it with Barkley. I think that they're going to find a way here. I think the Eagle D has not gotten as much credit as maybe it should over the past few weeks. And I think that the total, Cam, look, it's tough. 51.5 for the – if I think the Eagles are going to win, it's probably an under.
Yes.
If the Eagles win, it's under. And I think if the Ravens win, it's probably well over.
You know,
I think if the Ravens win, Cam, the game's like 35-27 or something like that if the Ravens win.
Yeah.
I think if the Eagles win, it's like 27-20 and it stays under the 51. So I think it's got to be a little bit more lower scoring if I want the Eagles.
You know what it is, Carver? A lot of these games, people go, oh, correlated, but this one actually makes sense. If the Eagles do win, I believe there'll be less points in Baltimore. If they win, they're probably going to light them up. So I do agree with your assessment there. We're just on different sides.
And the Raven D is especially on the pass. You see, if the Ravens get up, that forces Hurts to pass. And the Ravens' pass defense sucks. So that's going to force the game into, like I said, 35-27, 38-31. You know, it's going to force it into one of those higher scoring games. I think the Eagles control the game a little bit more, and their defense plays a little bit better. One more game, and then we'll get into the college. For El Coast to Coast, here on a Wednesday, Carver High and Camden for Scotty. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. Before we get to the college, Cam, last one for the NFL, which is the Sunday night game. Bills and the Niners in Orchard Park. Niners having all kinds of problems the past few weeks. They've got injuries all up and down. I've even told Gabe before there was a report. One of the reporters saw Trent Williams in the locker room with one of those knee rollers. You know, where he's just rolling around on one leg. So that's probably not a good sign for him on Sunday night. Bills are now -6.5. Totals at 44.5. Yesterday they tried to scare everybody that this was going to be some kind of snowmageddon game. And there was going to be, you know, a couple feet of snow on the ground in Buffalo. I don't think that's the case, Cam. It sounds more, the people that I talk to are saying, yes, there could be some snow showers. Yes, it's going to be cold, but this is not going to be probably not even the kind of on-field, precipitation that like you got with the Steelers and the Browns last week. It doesn't sound like it's going to be like
close.
That at all.
Not even close. Know what it is, Carver? It's been like this is the way Canadian fall is, and you know me, I'm only about an hour and change outside of Buffalo. It's that cold sleet. It's like half rain, half snow. That's what they're going to get, I think, in Buffalo. That's the weather we've been getting. And another thing is, too, wind. That's the real problem. Like in these fall games, like wind might be a factor in the game as well. But, I don't see that Browns field look like a hockey rink. That was unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. For Purdy, it sounds like they're going to see if he can practice today. He did a little bit of throwing. He's officially listed as limited today, which is better than I guess he was last Wednesday. Bosa and Williams both did not practice today. So look, not easy, Cam. If they're once again not going to have all those guys or even – you know, not having two out of those three guys, especially Bosa, who you need to chase Allen around in the backfield, I think that's a whole lot of hurt for the Niners on Sunday night.
I agree.
Again, home team off a bye. This one not a dog, but still, home team off the bye. Niners had to go to Green back-to-back weeks on the road, Cam. Green Bay last week, now Buffalo this week. Not ideal for San Francisco. Not ideal.
I'm surprised the line went down. This thing was 7, now it's 6.5. I thought it would go to 7.5 Buffalo. Very intriguing. It leaves me pause for concern, but anyway, I'm taking the Bills. Doesn't matter what I do with this game. Bills are being bet, they're being teased, they're being parlayed.
It seems like they're the way to go right now, Cam. If you look at it with Buffalo, and yes, you could tease them down, you could do all of those things, get yourself in the mix. So there you go, full NFL slate for this week. I will, of course, go through it again. We'll get all the news and notes from Adam Kaplan at the end of hour number three before we get out of here today on C2C. All right, college football, Cam. If you thought we had a lot of NFL games to get through, you got another thing coming here because we got a ton of college football games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and there's only 2 weeks left. This is the last regular season week, so a lot of teams are going to be done after this Saturday. Next week, conference championship week, and then the final college football playoff rankings. You got last night's list. Here's the rankings and the bracket. There's your rankings, which, of course, it's confusing because you see Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State all in the top five. But when we put the bracket up, Ohio State and Penn State are not in the top four because of how they've worked the byes, conference champions, which is Oregon, Texas, Miami, and Boise State. Yeah. Arizona State is the leader in the Big 12 right now. They would technically be the 12 and play Ohio State in the first round. We quickly mentioned this earlier. I hope a lot changes, Cam, over the next 2 weeks because that's not very
awful.
Spicy. Georgia, Tennessee, Ohio State, Arizona State, Penn State, Indiana, and SMU, Notre Dame is not spicy. I need better than that. And hopefully that – and you know what that – you know, I'm crying about this, and it probably means I want Clemson and Alabama, who are the last two out, to get in, and a couple of those to move on out.
I'm going to be honest with you, Carver. Gabe had it last night. He went on a rant about it. I don't like this new system because before, when you lost a big game, you were done. Now it's like, oh, we lost a few games. Yeah. We're still going to be there. I don't want to sound like, hey, I'm old guy Cam, get off my lawn. But I'm telling you, I don't like it. Because now these teams are going to be playing each other with multiple losses and stuff. I think it's important to win games in the regular season and the best teams get rewarded. I don't know. Maybe I'm old school. I thought this thing was going to work out better. I'm not down with it.
I'm kind of crying about it now, but I know on December 20th and 21st when we're watching and betting on those four games, I'm going to be happy about it that we have them. But whocares.com. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. All right, Cam, lots of college football. Let's start with these Thursday and Friday games that we are going to have. There's actually only one game on Thursday night, tomorrow night. So if you maybe the Packer-Dolphin game becomes a blowout, maybe you like college football better, you have an option, but it's an American Conference option. Memphis and Tulane is the game for you. Now, Tulane is already in the conference championship game. But, Cam, they were 17th in that ranking last night. And if they need to keep winning, because if Boise slips up, they could be the team that benefits from that and slide in as that fifth group of five champion that gets in. But Tulane minus the 13.5 is where we're at right now with that. Also, Oregon State and Boise, we said Boise can't slip up. Well, they're laying a heavy number against Oregon State, who's got five wins, by the way, and looking to get into a bowl. Colorado has lost control of their own destiny, but they still need to win, Cam. A big number at home against Oklahoma State. Wisconsin with five wins, looking to go bowling in their rivalry game, the Axe game. Paul Bunyan Axe against Minnesota up at Camp Randall.
I love Tulane in this spot. I know a lot of people are going to bet Memphis because of the points. The Green Wave are a much better team, and they need style points. Oregon State and Boise State, I got to tell you, Carver, that's too many points. I know the Beavers aren't great, but I'm not laying 18.5 with Boise State. No, thanks. Colorado, Oklahoma State, probably a shootout. I lean Colorado.
65.5, Cam. 65.5 in that.
You need
game.
A clean ride. You're right. You need a clean ride there. Wisconsin, Minnesota. Oh, God. What a tough game. Under 42.5.
Under.
Yeah. Under.
And look, and this is going to be a theme for me, Cam, and I do this every year. And I think it's a nice way to look at some of these teams in the final week of the regular season. These 5-6 teams, mm-hmm. and I know we kind of make fun of some of these smaller bowls and who cares. I think for the players, it's obviously another game. Most of the time, it's a trip to somewhere nice. If you're at Wisconsin, it's definitely a trip to somewhere nicer than where you are. So I think that you have to look, yep. and I have a lot of these 5-win teams on my card this week. Wisconsin is one of them at home against Minnesota, who in reality are really not playing for much. They're already in a bowl. You know, they got lost a heartbreaker to Penn State last week. I think this game means a hell of a lot more to the Badgers than it does to the Gophers. But it is a rivalry game. It is for the Axe, and that sometimes also plays into it big time. Next, some more games on Friday. These are Friday kicks. You have the Egg Bowl with Mississippi State and Ole Miss, which I now see, Cam, at a flat 26. You have Georgia Tech and Georgia, which that game is now 19.5, still there, which is between the hedges. You have Nebraska and Iowa, Iowa minus the 3.5. And I put Utah and UCF in there, not because the game's any good, but the rest of the games on Friday suck, Cam. So I threw UCF and Utah in there as the last game.
They do suck, but lean to the Utah Utes in that spot. What do you think about Nebraska, Iowa? Low total? It actually might go over the number. Iowa's played a little more over, sneaky overs this year. Georgia Tech and Georgia, I'm not sure if I trust Georgia to lay 19.5. I have a lean to the Rambling Wreck, and Ole Miss and Mississippi State, the Egg Bowl used to be a close game, not this year. Ole Miss might run these guys out of the stadium here. They got to keep on winning. They're in a 15 seed. They screwed up big time losing to Florida. They got to win this game.
You know, Georgia really hasn't, you know, blown out anyone this year aside
exactly.
from their garbage games, like the Tennessee Tech game. You know, they blew out Clemson week one, which obviously that's a good one to blow out. But if you look recently, you know, the Georgia game was a win for them, but not, you know, blowout. They did cover. Florida didn't cover. Mississippi State, they didn't cover. Mm-hmm. I believe they just missed the cover against Auburn. Didn't cover against Kentucky. Big rivalry game. A lot of points. I think I could go with you on the Yellow Jackets, the Ramblin' Wreck, here with the 19.5, Cam, in the night game under the lights. And I kind of like Mississippi State as well. Probably going to get paid for that because they're the worst team in the SEC. But, again, rivalry game.
Over.
Tons of points. And Ole Miss has to be just – fit after losing to Florida last week and knowing that this means absolutely nothing to them now, I could see them losing a little bit of gas in this
Me
game.
Me and Ranieri,
win,
we were on Florida money line, Carver. We took when we were doing our in-game
nice.
Live college show, and I'm going to tell you, I got Joe on board, and I'm going to tell you something. We watched that game. Ole Miss lost like 5 or 6 guys too. You might be onto something. And the over in this game, I know it's crazy high, but Mississippi State can score, and Mississippi State won't be able to stop Ole Miss. This game's got like 38-35 written all over it. I think it goes over the 61.5.
Yeah, it's a big number, but I think that we can get there. And if we can get over, I think that means we can cover the 26 as well. If it goes over to 61, we could probably get there. All right, let's go to Saturday and highlight some of the bigger games first, and then we'll get some more racks in here. We'll start at night at College Station. Texas and Texas A&M, of course, a rivalry renewed for these two. They have not played in a long time, but now with Texas back joining the SEC, where Texas A&M has been, we do get this annual game back in the mix. Let's start with Mike Elko. Glad that these two are playing again.
I think just in general, and I've said this from day one, I think when you have two programs as large as these two programs are, as close to each other as they are, it doesn't make a ton of sense for them not to play. So it always felt weird not playing, you know, and so now to be playing and to be playing for what we're playing for, I'd imagine it'll be pretty electric Saturday.
Yeah, Texas wins. They're in the SEC title game, of course, Cam. They get themselves in there against Georgia. 5.5 on the road for the Longhorns. Rivalry game. A lot of points. I don't particularly think A&M is that great, but I guess kind of like what I was saying with Georgia, I don't think you've been very impressed with Texas in some of these wins that they've had against lesser competition the last month or so. So I think 5.5 is tricky in the first time these two are getting back together.
Big time. I think A&M can win the game outright. I know they've had some stumbles, but I'm with you. I think Texas, like, as a third-ranked team, Carver, they have not impressed me at all. Like, teams, like, they, I just don't think they're that good. I think they're a decent football team, but they're not a top-three team in the country. So give me a shot with the Aggies getting the points. Sprinkle money line.
The Big 12, of course, has a bunch of games with high significance this week as they try to figure out who's going to even play in their title game next week in Dallas. Arizona State is one of the teams that is in the driver's seat to be there, but Kenny Dillingham, young coach, still not worrying about all that.
Honestly, I haven't even thought about it. I'm a positive thinker. Right. Now, if you ask that question to my wife, she could probably give you a good answer. She always thinks about what's the worst thing that can happen. I always think about what's the best thing that can happen, right? That's why we've been together since we were 17, since high school, is because we're perfect for each other. And it's I don't think about negative, like, what's the best thing, what's the best possible outcome? That's what's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, well, now what's the best possible outcome? And if you just think like that over and over again, and it's contagious.
Wow, I got to buy Kenny's self-help book because I always think about, well, how am I going to lose this? Yeah, how am I going to lose this bet in the last minute and get mushed? Yeah.
All he needs to know is he needs to win. Okay, don't worry about it. You just got to win. Don't worry, because guess what? If you lose, you're finished. So it doesn't matter. 8.5 on the road against the hated rival across state, who beat the hell out of them last year in the rivalry game. Now, this is a much different Arizona State team, as we know. I think Arizona State wins, Cam, and gets themselves into the Big 12 title game, but I don't think they cover the 8.5. I'll take
Arizona's
Arizona.
Arizona's playing better.
Points.
I'm with you. Give me the Wildcats.
Coast to coast. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio, getting you set up for the holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. We got tons of football, and we're trying to get through all of it. We just talked about the Arizona State game, Cam. Let's now go to the other game where the team is pretty much in a win-and-in spot, and that would be Iowa State at home Saturday night in Ames against Kansas State. This is now -2.5 for the Cyclones. 51.5 is the total. I just don't believe, Cam, that the way that this conference has gone this year, that it's going to be so simple that the two teams that are winning get in are going to be able to do it. So even though I think Arizona State's going to win, I think Iowa State will screw up their chances, and they will lose at home to Kansas State on Saturday
night.
What do you think of that?
Carver, me and you are simpatico in church at the communion thing. You know, like, I'm with you, buddy. Like, we're sitting beside each other going, it's Kansas State time. That number looks so low. It's almost like that is the biggest hook in the... They're gonna hook some big fish there. 2.5? You could have made that line 3.5, and people will still say take the Cyclones. Give me the Wildcats. Upset. Points, money line.
Let's go. I just do it. Iowa State has not been totally impressive either. They could have lost to Utah last week as well. They were very close to losing that game on the road. Miami, as we know, it's very simple for them. We saw them as one of the teams with the bye in the college football playoff rankings last night. If they beat Syracuse on Saturday, they will be in the ACC title game. If they lose, they will not be in the title game. Clemson would be in the title game. Mario Big Chest Cristobal says the Canes are ready for their biggest game of the year.
It's almost like a Our process has been really good for us, so our guys believe it. They regurgitate it. They flat out speak it and live it before we even get to them. And I think probably the best way to put it is, like our team, like in our team meeting, the clear understanding is this is not this is Miami against Syracuse. This is not Cam Ward against Kyle McCord. This is not Gatson's records versus Restrepo's records. This is not Akeem Mesidor and Bain's sack record against Fadel Diggs, you know? This is Miami against Syracuse in the most important game of the year, you know? So the 1-0 process and mentality continues.
This is a very big number, Cam. This is 11.
I'm taking Syracuse.
I am taking Syracuse with the 11. And I
would not be shocked if they won this game, because that's a classic crystal ball gag job. Or they win on like a last drive and like just barely do it. I'm taking Syracuse.
I agree with you 100%. Just like Iowa State, Kansas State. I've seen this movie before with the Miami Hurricanes. I have seen it. And especially, Cam, when it's all right there in front of them. They got to do is beat Syracuse on Saturday. And you know what, Cam? They probably will. We're going to have that 11. We're going to feel okay with that. But we make a small sprinkle on the Cuse money line this week.
Put it in one of your
crazy dog money line parlays we're going to have a little fun with. And you'll put Syracuse as one of the legs to try to get it home. But I think they're going to give the Hurricanes a heart. Syracuse, they're not a bad team. They're 8-3 this year. McCord's good. And they're good at home. They're going to be able to score some points against Miami on Saturday. That's a dangerous game for the Canes in that spot up at the
dome. How about this parlay, Carver? Mark Leishman in Syracuse, about 700-1. See ya. I'm on vacation.
Mark Leishman. You got Leishman in there. Mark Leishman in Syracuse.
Leishman.
I still have to look at that. Next break.
Oh, it's a good tournament. Cam Smith's there. Leishman's there. Take a look at the guy. Dude, Joaquin Niemann's there. This is a real golf tournament. We shouldn't have missed Golf Wednesday, but there's too much football. Anyway, we'll get back to that later.
We'll try. We'll put it with the golf, baby.
We'll blast it. Don't worry, me and Carver. We got it. Put it with the golf.
One of the biggest rivalries, as we know, is always Michigan and Ohio State. Ohio State, you know the deal with them. They got to win to get into the Big Ten title game. They've also got to win because it's been gnawing at Ryan Day, apparently, for the last few years, losing to Michigan. He doesn't want that feeling again. Three tutties here. I know it's 20.5 up there. I'm seeing some 21s. As I take a look right now, 43.5 total.
I like under.
I'm torn here, Cam. I'm very torn because there's a part of me that says I got to take three touchdowns in such a big rivalry game.
There's
a part of me that wants to do that. But there's a part of me that also thinks that Ryan Day has lost this game the last few years, and he wants to dot the I's and cross the T's and put an absolute smash job. And he's got that better team to do it this year. And I think he might not take the foot off the gas. I thought last week it was a combination of Indiana taking the foot off the gas and Ohio State not putting it down. And I thought that game could have got more out of hand. I don't think that they will do that this week. I think he will look to punish if he gets a chance against Michigan in the second half. I know I sound a little wishy-washy on it, Cam, and that's probably why I'm going to stay away from it completely. You said the under, huh?
Well, I don't think Michigan scores.
Yeah. Well, if you don't,
I think if Ohio State wins this,
then it's an under.
What's the total?
You don't think they're going to score? I got 42.5 right now. 42.
Ohio State's going to win this game 33. You know what? It's right on the number. I got 33-9 or something like that. It's going to be right there.
33-9 for Cam.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
31-3. How about that?
Put it with the
31-3.
Golf.
31-3. Put it with the golf.
31-3. Yeah, put it with the golf.
I'll sneak one more in with you. Clemson is now the first team out on that college football playoff ranking, and they're playing their rivalry game with South Carolina. Clemson minus 2.5.
South Carolina's good.
They've been good, been real good. I'm taking Clemson, though. I am going to go with Clemson in this game at home. Because the game's at Clemson, I'm going to go with Clemson.
Yeah. They say don't do college teasers. Gamecock teaser, please. I'm going to get that thing to 8.5, 9. I'll find something else. Dance
Make
partner.
Sure you follow those rules, Cam. They told you, you can't tease those college games. Make sure you follow
I can do whatever the hell I want, Carter.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. We're out coast to coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart here with you on the grid. Good to have everybody aboard. We're going through all the college games for this week. Notre Dame has been obviously in great shape, smashing teams since the September loss to Northern Illinois. It's all very simple for them now, Cam, when you look at those rankings last night. Notre Dame wins against USC this week, and they are not only – they're going to be in the college football playoff, and they'll have a home game that first weekend in the college football playoff. But 7.5 on the road against USC, I don't know. You know – I don't know what to expect out of USC either, Cam. All right, go ahead. Smash job or
I like
you're
Notre
taking
Dame.
The Trojans?
Like, I'm done. No, I'm taking Notre Dame. And that's you know me and home dogs, I'd run to the window to bet USC, but it's a touchdown. Like, 7.5. I like Notre Dame. I think they're a better team. I think they're going to beat up USC. They're tougher in the trenches. I know USC has athletes. I like Notre Dame to win this game by about 13. I'm going to take the Irish.
I think that if I wasn't a Notre Dame fan, I think that I would be with you. I feel like I would have easily been with you, but I think I'm thinking about it more because I'm putting that Notre Dame fan side of things in my head that are they going to screw this up? Are they going to make this a tight game? Are they? But I think I just have to go with what's been happening here. You look at the Irish, 49-14, 35-14, 52-3, 51-14, 31-13, 49-7. You know, 20. They have pounded teams, Cam, since the Northern Illinois loss. Freeman has it been the best competition? It hasn't. Not all their fault. They didn't know that Florida State would suck this year, that USC would suck this year. That's not Notre Dame's fault. But maybe they do finish the job in the same fashion here against USC on
Saturday. I trust them.
You trust them? Okay. If you trust them, maybe I should trust them more.
They've been beating down teams. They had one bad game. Like, Notre Dame's been good. And the thing about USC is I never know what you're going to get with that team. Sometimes they look great. Sometimes they're flaky. It's not an easy game, as you know, by the spread. But I think Notre Dame can win this game by, you know, just cover. Like, give me 10 to 13 point win.
I have 4 racks of games, Cam.
Okay.
That we have to get through. Believe it. That's just Saturday games. That's how many games I thought were worthy of us at least mentioning. So let's do one rack now, and we'll probably have to do the rest of the final hour. Early games. Tennessee into Vandy. It's also very easy for Tennessee. They need to win, and they're going to have that keep that spot in the college football playoff. They're in Nashville, and they're laying a pretty heavy number. Illinois goes to Wrigley Field, where they'll play Northwestern this week, big rivalry game. Kansas, who's won 3 in a row, beating all those top teams in the Big 12, now is on the step of actually making a bowl. They're 5-6. Minus, though, now they're favored on the road against Baylor. West Virginia into Texas Tech. BC, the Fighting Bluets, laying 5.5 against Pitt. I want to highlight the Kansas game for this reason, Cam. I told you I love the 5-6 teams, the teams that are looking to get bowl eligible. I'm nervous in the fact that I have gone after Kansas the last 3 weeks. I went after them with Iowa State. I got smashed. I went after them with BYU. I got smashed. I went after them with Colorado. I got smashed. You know how this goes, Cam. I'm going to back Kansas here to get that 6th win and beat Baylor on Saturday. And you tell me how the movie's going to end for me, Cam. How's it going to end?
Baylor's going to win, but I don't care, Carver. I've been on the opposite. I've been riding Kansas, Kansas, Kansas. I can't get off the Jayhawk train right now. I got one more stop, and it's in Waco, Texas, baby.
Pull me
along,
then, Cam.
I'll pull you along. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Another room for one. Let's go.
Slide over. I'm getting on board, and you're going to blame me if it doesn't go well.
I will.
But that's okay.
no, I won't.
What about the big number – with Tennessee here
Vanderbilt
on Saturday,
or notching. I can't lay that those points. This board's making me dizzy.
Vandy at home this year, lost by 3 to Texas, beat Alabama, beat Virginia Tech in overtime. Now, they did lose to South Carolina last time at home, 28-7. Does Tennessee put the foot down here, laying 10.5? They're going to put the foot down in this game, you think?
I don't know. It's Vanderbilt or nothing. I'm not taking Tennessee. No way. Home dog. That line tells you Tennessee might cover, but I don't care. I like Vanderbilt.
Okay. I've got, like I said, 3 more racks of college football games. I've got NBA games tonight. I've got hockey games tonight. Me and Cam are going to get all that done in the last hour, along with I'm going to get all the fight, Skinny, for the PFL on Friday for Mafia next. I got Kaplan at the end of the hour to give me all the NFL, Skinny. We got a lot to do, Cam, and not a lot of time to do it. Coast to coast, hour 3 next.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.